Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Well, Monday was Dingus Day, of course, but it was Earth Day, too.
Best time to plant a tree was 50 years ago. The next best time is today.
And that's exactly what the staff here at Entercom Radio did Monday. Planted trees in a one-thing effort in conjunction with Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper in Ellicott Creek Park.
Yeah, we'd like to have people think about every day as Earth Day. We rely on the Earth's resources to keep us alive every day, so we should think about it and be mindful of it every day.
How many trees did you put in, Anthony?
Five. Yeah. Five trees.
And I've done four trees in a Facebook Live, so that counts.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. I was there Monday for the tree planting effort as dozens of Entercom employees put down their smartphones, stepped away from the microphones, rolled up their sleeves, and planted trees with the guidance of Riverkeeper workers. We quickly found out it was hard work. The soil, wet, dense, and, well, it was just heavy, very difficult to handle. And to do it right, you attend to details and don't just dig a hole and throw a tree in. In the end, we walked away with a few aches and pains and dozens of new trees in place to begin to replace the aging canopy which umbrellas the rich and popular park. It all began with our Entercom Green Team champion, Lisa Brocato, reaching out for a way to help.
Well, we contacted the Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper, and it was amazing because they already had some things kind of planned for Earth Day, and we were able to take advantage of helping them plant at Ellicott Creek.
So here it is. You know, all the planning went into this, and you were, you know, spearheading all of that. Now you're looking out here, you're seeing all the green shirts and the green team and the camaraderie. What do you think? Is this what you thought?
Oh, it's terrific. I mean, I can't believe how many people volunteered. It was wonderful. A lot of our staff, I would say like half of our staff is out here today working. Couldn't ask for more beautiful weather, and it looks like we're going to get, 20 or 30 trees planted.
You know, and I was just talking with Chris from Riverkeeper. I mean, this is really important work.
It is. What they were saying at the beginning was that the trees have all been planted around the same time frame here for Ellicott Park. So now we get a chance to actually have more trees, a variety of trees at different, you know, growing stages, which is going to be great since, well, like you said, the best time to plant a tree was 50 years ago. The next best time is today.
Yeah, you know, we didn't just show up and start digging holes. You all got some pretty good instruction. So, I mean, it really isn't just, you know, digging a hole and putting a tree in.
It's way more detailed than I thought, which was great because then you actually get to see what's, you know, what goes into planting a tree. And it's going to be nice to kind of visit this park then and see what we planted.
Riverkeeper workers were working closely with us to make sure the process was being completed properly. Method matters, according to Chris Morosky.
Yeah, we like to show our volunteers how to properly plant the tree so that the tree could live for, you know, 100 years. We want them to be here when you come back and show your kids and your grandkids what you did to help us protect our waterways by planting native trees.
Let's talk about the effort. A lot of people might look around and say, hey, you know, there's a whole bunch of old growth trees here. What are we doing planting all these new trees?
So when we look at the tree population in the park here, they're a lot about the same age and a lot the same species. A lot of them are silver maples and they're, you know, 50 to 60 years old. So they're going to all die out at roughly the same rate. So we want to get some diversity in age and diversity in species in here.
You know, Entercom calls this one thing. You know, we do one thing to try to make a difference. How is this making a difference?
It's making a difference because trees protect the environment by reducing air pollution, you know, taking toxins out of the air, reducing stormwater pollution by absorbing the rainwater when it rains and the pollutants that come with it, you know, and also providing food and habitat for our native wildlife we depend on here.
You know, and it's a pretty, it's a big effort, but if more people would do stuff like this, I would imagine we'd make an even bigger impact.
Yeah, we'd like to have people think about every day as Earth Day. We rely on the Earth's resources to keep us alive every day, so we should think about it and be mindful of it every day.
And you folks are doing this kind of stuff every day. I mean, we're here one day for, you know, 4 or 5 hours or so, but, you know, this is an effort that's underway, 24/7, 365.
Yeah, it's true. Us and our staff and our volunteers, we've been at it for 30 years here, and we continue to improve our waterways and our local environment a little at a time.
So Rob Lucas, DJ Anthony from Star 102.5, KISS 98.5. This ain't easy, is it, Rob?
Right now we're arguing who wants to go home first, honestly. But we both, how many trees did you put in, Anthony?
Five. Yeah. Five trees.
And I've done four trees in a Facebook Live, so that counts.
Well, I would say for the vote for who gets to go home first, I would say, let's say,
paper,
Rob,
rock, scissors,
right? No, because he got up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, the only thing is, yeah, I got up earlier, but my day is done. I can go home and have a cocktail. Anthony, you still got to work on the air
tonight.
I have
to be on the air till midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, you're still on the air? I thought we took care of that.
See, now that's the camaraderie we're having out here today, where there's like 40 of us having a great time and helping the Earth on Earth Day.
So seriously, it is hard work, though. I mean, I was flying a drone, taking some pictures, and I came over and started diving in. It's not easy. This is really mucky, wet.
It's wet. It's heavy. It's you know, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. I really am. I mean, I haven't been in this park, Ellicott Creek Park. I haven't been here since like 1992. I was here back then enjoying the sunshine. That's what I was here for. And so I haven't been here since 92, but come here and plant trees and maybe come back here and visit a bunch of times, barbecue this summer. I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, you know, as I was walking over here from the other site we were at, you know, you're seeing a lot of people enjoy the park today. And, you know, really, in all seriousness, this is what makes the park a park, is all these trees. And,
it really
is. They said they're all going to die, like, around the same time, so that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, they planted a lot of these trees back in the 1930s. So that's, what 70, 80 years ago now. And so trees don't last forever. Not everything's a sequoia. It lasts 200 years. And so there's such a variety of trees here that they've been intermixed and intermingled in the wrong way over the years, and so they're trying to clean a lot of that up as they go through and plant new trees.
Now, I got to tell you, I was over there. The alternative buffalo people are digging a hole.
Yeah.
It's like an inch deep. This is serious. This is like, you guys are doing it right.
Hey, pop music people know how to do it, right,
doing
man?
Doing it right.
We're digging a real hole
this
right here.
This is a hole for a tree.
Yeah. We got the wall of women doing the hole over here.
Thanks for doing
that. That sounded weird. Sorry about that.
Hi, boys.
Hey, can we keep the interview going? Because while we talk, these other people are doing work, and we love that, don't we, Ant?
Yeah, you know what?
Do it.
Can we do a remix of this video and maybe start from the beginning?
Say bye, Anthony.
Bye, guys.
So next time you visit Ellicott Creek Park, enjoy those old-growth trees that are providing shade and beauty, but look closely for all those new trees and know that they'll be there for years to come, providing that circle of ecological life.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.